It's a beautiful day here in Aransas Pass, Texas, on the 26th of January. And we are getting into, I suppose, the last phase of our winter here. It soon will be spring, and my prayers and blessings are with all of you who have suffered the extremities of this very, very hard and cold winter. We would like to bring some light and warmth and good cheer and community to your day, along with the blessings of Christ, which he so richly offers through our blessing services every Sunday. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for telling others about it, because it's such a needed thing in this world, and it's for everyone. This blessing is without any religious ties or limitations, without any protocols or agendas. It's offered to everyone freely as an energetic conveyance of the Holy Spirit through the love of Christ from our source, the Creator, God the Father, and anchoring us into our beloved and nurturing Mother Earth, that we may receive all the blessings that she too has to offer. And so I thank you for being part of this, whether you're a giver or a receiver, because even as you receive, you offer a great deal of collateral benefits to those around you. Those who are blessed just naturally bless others. We have a caller on the line, and I'd like to see who that is. It's, well, you know who you are. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Glenda. It's Linda here.
Oh, Linda, hi.
Hi, and thank you. Thank you so much for these calls. I just do everything I can on a Monday to be part of it, even though I'm usually at work, but today in New Zealand's a holiday, so I'm able to talk to you, and so that's terrific.
Excellent.
My question is I'm having a little bit of a struggle with, I just so much want to come to the seminar, and I've been trying to work for years to work out how to get there. I did have a trip planned to come back in your summer in June, but is this going to be the only seminar you're going to hold for the year? Do you have any plans for others?
Linda, the only thing I can really tell you is I'm hoping for others. But unfortunately, we have to follow the demand for these seminars, because in order to make them cost effective for anyone, we have to provide a seminar for 100 people, and we rely on that demand being here, and if it isn't, then we have to postpone until it is here. I'm hoping that there will be ample demand this year to move two or three seminars into place, because I know that I have been promised by Yeshua that when we have 500 blessing givers, there will be a transformational change, not only in the earth, but in the way we hold together as a community, the energy we convey, and what we can do to bring others into the community. So I'm looking forward to that change. And of course, every seminar demonstrates the fact that the more we do, the more it accelerates and becomes something more than we thought it was. We have some people who've been to all three of the seminars, and they say, well, they're all different, and yet the core work is the same. It's just, it's growing. So I can only imagine how it will grow this year, being by the ocean. Well, it's a gulf technically, but it's part of the great ocean waters. And the Gulf Stream, which originates in the Gulf of Mexico, literally warms the whole continent of Europe and even all the way into Africa. So, you know, we are connected to the planetary waters here, even though it's technically a gulf. I don't know what to say, Linda. I would say, first of all, explore all your opportunities now. Like, do you have friends who have frequent flyer miles? Anyone who's built up miles that you could maybe ask a gift from or support for? That would be one thing to do.
Yeah. I've used those. I have got already a trip booked in June, which is why I was wondering. But I guess the other thing is just I'll keep faith and keep praying, and then also maybe I just need to get 100 people down here and we'll get you down here.
Well, there's a thought. That would be wonderful. And, you know, there are other people can think those thoughts too. That's fine. But we do need to keep it rolling, and travel for me in the next probably 6 months to a year is probably pretty unlikely because of all the duress I've been through in the last year.
Yeah.
For the distant future, it's a definite possibility. So I would, you know, you actually, if you have frequent flyer miles coming up in June, there are ways you can trade those online with people. You should go online and see if anyone's wanting to trade.
Okay. Hey, thank you. I won't hold you up any longer. Thank you so much.
That's okay. I love talking about this, and I love finding ways that people can solve their problems and move us into greater blessings for everyone. So God bless you, Linda, and I know that I'll see you later, if not sooner. We are destined to meet. If there's anyone else who would like to come on the call and share your progress with the blessings, what even blessing givers who want to share their blessings as a blessing giver, because those are unique as well. I even though I transmit the blessings of Christ, I am so blessed, and I'm so blown out afterwards. I do have to rest and assimilate afterwards. For those of you who are new, this blessing is conveyed energetically and spiritually and with the power of love. The Holy Spirit knows how to enter every part of your body, heart, soul, and being, nurture, and offer that which you need. Yeshua embraces you in your heart that you will dare to pray the prayers of your heart. You know, sometimes we don't even dare. We're afraid to pray a prayer and have it not answered. And so we don't. When we feel the love and comfort of Christ in our heart, we dare to pray for more than we even thought was possible. Then after the conveyance is complete, I ask everyone to lie down in silence without even thought and assimilate, just like you would after a big Christmas dinner. You got to go lie down. Now, some people say, well, it's the tryptophan in the turkey. Well, there's no tryptophan in this blessing, but there is a great deal of nourishment and love, and it has to find its way into all the parts of your body, heart, soul, and being. And you'll know when you're ready to get up. You'll feel, you know, bright-eyed and ready to sit up. Now, sometimes, it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it will stir up something that has to be cleansed from the body. And you will notice different symptoms that go along with this cleansing protocol. It might be you need to drink more water. You need to rest more. Maybe you just have juices for a while and lighten the load on your diet, whatever is your standard remedy for cleansing. And sometimes that does happen. One of the cleansing symptoms is just feeling kind of drowsy, could be even a little headachy, a little bit upset in your tummy. All of this is part of the need to eliminate the negative so you can find more room for the positive. We have some callers on the line, and I see Jerome is on our line. Hi, Jerome.
Hi there, Glenda. Blessings and love to you.
Oh, blessings and love to you. Yes. And how is it up in ice country?
It's a nice country. We started the John Bear Grease today, which is 200 miles of 10 sled dog people going for about a week here.
Oh, my goodness.
But I wanted to share with you, I went to a talk yesterday at our clinic about the family practice doctor that sees somebody with a cold. And one of the things they had on there was having empathy with the person that you see. I've never seen that in medicine before, but the empathy is the blessing and love that you give to one another. But for the first time, I've seen it now that that is the way medical people should be listening and hearing everybody they see. So I thought, well, you know, there's progress coming anyway.
That's wonderful, Jerome. Wonderful to hear. Well, you know, traditionally, we speak of good bedside manners.
Yes.
It's actually been studied that people do get better faster when they like their doctor.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, that's just, it's not only common sense, it's actually statistically been studied. But
yes.
I'm glad to see that it's carried one step further.
Yes, they did. But my love and blessings with you and everybody that's there, and I just hope you get all kinds of people coming up in March for your next blessing seminar.
Oh, we do too. We're going to have such a wonderful time. It's just, it's going to be the most amazing one of all. And so, well, if you can't be here, we know you'll be with us in spirit.
Always will. Thank you and love to you.
Love to you too.
Okay,
and Chris is on the, hi, this is Chris Dunn.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay? Hey.
I sure can.
Great. Yeah, well, love and blessings. I'll carry that tradition on right there. First off, I want to let you know that I'm back in the lower 48 and back driving a truck down here. So when you get a chance, give me a call. And just wanted to talk over some things with you. But I wanted to share some things about the blessing. That I've been to all three seminars, and you're right. They seem to grow in spirit and intensity as I think as more people who receive the blessing then come and learn to do the blessing. That's what's really amplifying it, that heart-centered people are coming in. It's just been phenomenal. The thing I've noticed most recently about doing the blessing is the connection I feel with Yeshua and with the divine, with our source. And it's just getting stronger and stronger, that connection. And it seems like it's almost healing that birth trauma separation that we perceived when we were first born, and that's just been a phenomenal thing. So thank you so much for leading me down this path.
Oh, you're so welcome, Chris. And actually, that is so true, that I think the ultimate blessing is reconnection with God. That is the ultimate blessing. You know, it's like comparing symptoms to the illness. Sometimes we go to the doctor and we say, hey, doc, I've got this headache. I really need to get rid of this headache. And, of course, if he's a really good doctor, and most of them are, it varies a little bit from one to one. But, you know, most people dedicated enough to go through medical school and spend the long hours it takes to be a doctor really want to help and make a difference. And so he looks beyond that. He wants to measure your blood pressure and do a blood analysis and listen to your breathing, because he wants to get to the deeper causes of it. He doesn't, you know, if it was just a matter of treating a symptom, you'd go to the drugstore and you'd get some aspirin. But you want to find out why. Pardon me. You want to find out why you're having the headaches. And it's a little bit like that with the receiving the blessings. We come with our list of prayers, and it's not to diminish the importance of any one of them. No matter what hurts, we want help with it. I know I've been there. And sometimes the hurt can be so great that we can't even get our attention on spiritual factors or spiritual connections or even greater desires and questions of life. We just want the pain to go away. We want the help to that we need to come in. And I've been there. I know exactly how that is. And that's, and our blessing is designed to address whatever is calling the attention of a receiver. It's a little bit like the parables that Yeshua gave that became so predominant in the scriptures. He spoke in parables so that people could take away from his teaching whatever was relevant to them at that moment. And some people took away from the parable a solution to a particular problem, maybe how to fish. Maybe that was their problem, how to fish. But once they had fish, then they would look a little deeper and see that there was an analogy there about fishing and abundance and the way it related to life and how we do life. And then once they were satisfied in those needs, they would then look at the greater analogy of Yeshua as the fisherman bringing in the host of people that come together, and the host of people really are the abundance. And so people could grow in the parables that he offered. And then even beyond the parables, he said to the apostles, or at least one of the apostles who asked him, Lord, why do you speak to others? Why do you tell us these things? You tell us and you speak to others in parables. And he said, it is for you to know these things, I tell you, and for them to have the parables. So he wasn't creating a stratification that implied the apostles were better people, because heaven knows he virtually pulled them off the docks and the streets, and they were the commonest of men among the common. But having been around him and being close to him, they had taken a transformational leap into a greater awareness and a greater ability to receive and understand. And if he had told the people what he told them, the people would have just thought he was above their head and not really compassionate with their needs. He was always very careful to address people at the level of compassion their needs required. And this is looping back to what Jerome mentioned about the doctors being taught to be more compassionate, because people determine, the people you're serving and the people you speak with, they will determine the level of compassion on which they're able to receive. And they'll let you know what they're ready to receive. This is why we grew over 3 blessing conferences, because people probably came in the first one largely out of curiosity, like, this really sounds fascinating and interesting, and I want to know more about how Christ blessed people, and I look forward to being able to do this, and that sort of thing. And then after it became more real to them and they had their curiosity satisfied, then they wanted to know more about what's going on in my heart is changing. My whole life is changing. I want to hear more from a different point of view. And they come back and they add another level to the new blessing givers that are coming to receive their first instruction. And then it happens again the third time. It's like the unfolding of the parable. Well, I'm told that when we have 500, it will be like the difference between telling the parables and telling the awesome, inimitable truth to the apostles, there will be a transformational acceleration in the telling of the truth of this and what's behind it and what can come from it. I cannot tell you what that is now because it hasn't been revealed to me. And I'm really, really looking forward to the day that it is. In the meantime, Yeshua and I are going to write at least one more book, if not several. But I hope to see you, as many of you as possible, in March for the Blessing Seminar. It will accelerate your spiritual growth more than anything you have ever done. There is nothing to compare to what this is capable of doing. And I'll tell you what is so different about the teachings of Yeshua and other great spiritual masters and teachers of the past. It's the same thing that makes the blessing unique. And unlike the other blessings of the world, which can also be really wonderful and uplifting. You see, Yeshua saw no separation between physical, emotional, mental, heart, and soul, body and soul. They were all just different densities of the same substance created from the likeness of God. And the revelations in the Blessing Course show you how that connection exists even in the cells of your body, not even in the cells, in the microcosm of the cells of your body, the way light is configured in your body, the way magnetism is the core center of every cell, every molecule in your body, and how the grosser side of the larger side of our physicality is a composite of all of these micro units of body, heart, and soul that are all present in micro units as well as in the larger unit. And it's very hard to heal the larger unit until you have infused the wholeness of the micro units. And when you have been touched on that level, it changes your consciousness about yourself. It accelerates your consciousness about our connection as a human family. It accelerates your relationship to the earth, understanding how you connect and how to draw energy from the earth. And because you are developing this higher connection within yourself, you radiate that love and well-being more clearly and with a clearer, more loving signal into the environment, thus affecting everyone around you. And that is a transformational change that is impossible to describe with words. People come and they're there for 2.5 days. Most people arrive on Friday so they can be rested for Saturday. We're just together 2 days, and it's like an eternity. An eternity of discovery and becoming, celebrating, uniting, learning, healing, growing. And then the culminating blessing when everyone in the seminar finally offers the blessing to the world, to everyone on the Sunday blessing call. It just literally takes the roof off the building. The intensity of that energy is like the sun. It's like the light of the sun. it's something that people never forget. I have had graduates send me poems and songs and stories about how that moment was the moment of their life. It's something they just will never, ever forget because of what it did for their life. And not just for their life for themselves, but for everyone they will ever know, speak with, or touch. And I'm so dedicated to bringing this about because I know that we all grow in stages of understanding and knowing Yeshua. I can cite an example with our book, Love Without End. There are people who've read it 200 times and have still not seen everything in it. It's because we see what we're ready to see, we put it into life, we grow, and then we come back to it and we see what we could not see before. So one announcement I really need to make for those who are already serious about coming to the Blessing Seminar in March is that the Early Bird Special ends tomorrow night, the 27th at midnight. You will save $35 by taking advantage of that. And also, if you've looked at the possibility of coming before and you tallied up the cost and said, I don't think I can do that, I want you to tally up the cost again, because this time we have really shaved off a lot of expenses. First of all, there are 4 full meals included. There is no shuttle bus, and that round-trip shuttle bus in Sedona was about $109, or you had to rent a car. Okay, free shuttle bus from the airport to the hotel, no need for a car. There's everything you need there at the hotel. 3 restaurants, 24 hours. And a gift shop and a snack room where you can buy quality snacks. And the rooms are $20 a night, cheaper than they were in Sedona. And let's see what else. It goes on and on. Free parking if you do rent a car, if you do decide to rent a car. Most hotels in downtown areas do charge for parking, but we've worked out free parking. And there are, if you want to stay on and have a brief vacation, they're extending your discount rates one extra night through Sunday. That's about all they can do because we're moving into high season. Springtime here on the Gulf is high season. It's gorgeous. The temperatures are sublime. It's paradise here in the spring. And so also, I do need to say that because it is high season, they're not going to hold these rates past February 28th. So that's a second deadline you need to keep in mind. And they may have rooms after that, but it will be per availability, and it will be at standard rates. So this is something you need to really give some thought to. If you thought before you couldn't do it, think again. Even call friends and see if they have some frequent mileage they can offer you. Tell them how important it is and that you'll offer them blessings when you return. And also, this is center of the country, which for many of you makes as much as $100 difference in airfare. So, and then not to mention all the people in Texas who are followers of this work. So, really do put your thinking caps on today. And, if you can come, please do. It will make a difference that you can't even imagine. And what you can contribute to the world as so many changes are impending. And change is a hard thing to deal with. In case you've not read the statistics on change, that's the core basis for stress. And let's face it, a lot of the hardships that are existing in our social environment are coming from too much stress. People are so stressed out, they're doing things they would never have considered doing in a rested or right state of mind. It's causing breakups of relationships, it's causing frustration, and it's causing lowering of income. And by the way, speaking of that, I have consistently heard from our blessing givers that their faith became so whole, their life became more creative, and their income opportunities increased. Their health increased. The health of those around them increased. This is not just a blessing. It's an investment, probably the best investment you will ever make. So please do think about it, and think about it while you can still save some money and assure your ability to reserve your rooms at the discount rates. Now, we need to move into our blessing for today. Oh, Paul. Hi, Paul. I'll take a quick call from you, okay? Got to be quick.
Hi. Glenda and everybody, I've been doing some writing. And I just wanted to say this because I think it puts in a capsule all the things that mean something to me in terms of this wholeness situation and gaining wholeness. And it just goes like this. The universe is not simply that thing out there. It's our home. It's a story. Each atom is a story. Every cell in our bodies is a story. Our souls and hearts require a long, long story, the forever story. But for us, now is the time. Now really exists. Now is when to enjoy the fullness of this earth. That's it.
Oh, that's beautiful, Paul. Beautiful. Does that, to some degree, describe the way you felt in the blessing seminar?
Yes, definitely. I think maybe that was the inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And, you know, that's so beautiful. And the real truth of this is we cannot be in a state of now consciousness without being at least somewhat whole. Most of our lives are focused on bits and parts of our life, whether it's a pleasant bit or a painful bit. We're into the bits and pieces. And the bits and pieces cannot heal us. They cannot prosper us. They cannot bring us happiness. Only the wholeness of our life can really bring us the centering we want, the peace we want, the happiness we want, and the prosperity that we need to get through these changing times. Anything that can make a person more whole is worth doing, especially right now. And for those of you who are in the ice country right now, enjoy sitting by the fireplace and just having moments of wholeness every day. Focus upon it. Enjoy it. Be still. Be quiet. Listen to some inspiring music or a book that reaches the depths of your being. Enjoy and be filled with your light and the light of God. No matter what joy or challenge we find, let us remember to find a place within it where we feel our wholeness and not just be on the edge of an event. Events come and go, and yet the wholeness of our being is where we touch the wholeness of the universe, the wholeness of our human family, the wholeness of life itself, and in that state, we actually have compassion. That's where compassion comes from. This is what Christ's blessings generate within ourselves. And this is why it's not just a laying on of hands. It's not just Yeshua. It's Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and the earth, and you in your heart, in the heart of hearts, lighting the light of your being so that we come out of it in our wholeness. And this is the reason for not moving back into life immediately. We don't want to fragment that wholeness until you've assimilated as much as you can into it. And then wake up or open your eyes gently to the world and retain that feeling as long as you can during the day and the week. And if you have any kind of symptoms, just recognize them as something that needs to be cleansed out, and then return to the blessing the next week. It will be here for you, hopefully for always. Even if I'm not able to be here, we have enough blessing givers to keep this going from now on forever. That's what I want to be able to say very, very soon. But let's move into our blessing right now. Each of you, please, just be seated and shoes off if you can, if the cold is not prohibitive. Feet on the ground. Hopefully at least you can be in, have some organic foot covering. If you have to have shoes, let the soles be leather and not Nike. Nike-engineered petroleum product cushioning. Okay. Silk is lovely. It's a wonderful conveyor of energy. Cotton's okay. Wool is probably the best. So that would be a good thing to prepare is your wool socks if you're in cold country for next week if you don't have them right now. That would be a great thing to put on. Now, just be seated and head uncovered unless it is part of your religious faith to have your head covered, in which case your faith will make you whole. And the energy will pass through this veil of faith that you are dedicated to have on your head. Everyone else, do not have an impediment that feels uncomfortable or unlike the sanctuary that you need to be in. And just allow, I would ask before we start, I would ask you to take a very deep breath that draws your attention into your heart. Okay? And then feel, continue taking that breath in and feel the energy go all the way down to your feet into the earth. Now exhale and feel your body pull energy from the earth up through your feet into your heart and release it into the atmosphere. And feel some of that energy go through the top of your head. Let's do that again a couple of times. A deep in-breath, taking the energy all the way down to your feet into the earth, holding it for a moment and then releasing it, exhaling it into the environment and some of the energy up through the top of your head. And once more. And now relax in your heart. And begin your prayer, whatever your prayer is. Remember, there is no prayer too grand, no prayer too small. Let it be a prayer of your heart, something you truly, truly want or need or want to share or pray on behalf of others. Many of you are here praying for others or praying for the environment. Whatever your prayer is, as long as it's sincere, a prayer of your heart, it will be heard. Be there, and I will pray my invocation to Yeshua. And then I and the blessing givers will conduct this energy. And it will go on about 3 minutes, and we'll let you know when it's complete. You can begin your prayer. Dear Yeshua, beloved brother, son of God, companion and teacher, the one who accepts us as we are and leads us upward, each as we are ready. The one who accepts our life as it is and yet assists us with our needs and leads us into the discovery of how we can live a higher, fuller, more lighted life with more love, more compassion, more unity, more community, and more fulfillment. We thank you for this blessing today. And we thank you for blessing others through us, that we may reach around the world as a community and touch all of those who need a tender touch at this moment for their life, for whatever need or desire they have, most of all for the strengthening of faith. Faith in God and faith in life itself. Amen. the conveyance of blessing is complete. Now I would like you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Be well, be healed, be loved, be one with God. I hope to see you again next week. Much love from me. Bye-bye.